My name is Casey, and I mentioned earlier, got all kinds of folks coming by to say hello in the 1RPM studio today, and I am joined by one right now. I got Matt here from Phosphorescent. Matthew, how we doing, bud?
I'm good, man. Thanks.
Doing good? Thanks for coming by, man.
Thanks for having me.
So you just last week released C'est La Vie, right?
That's right.
How's it been doing for me, and what's the reaction been? Pretty good?
Yeah, it seems to be getting out there and doing all right.
Yeah, that's cool. I know you played the release show, was it this past Friday at the Beast, right?
Let's see, the record came out on Friday. We were here Saturday.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So good time, people digging the songs,
right?
It was
great. Yeah, cool. It was really good to get a show here.
I guess it makes all the difference, too, especially like when you've just put it out and you immediately start playing it and people dig it. That's got to be a nice little deep breath for you.
It absolutely is. Yeah, it worked out last minute. We were trying to get a show in Nashville to celebrate the release of the record and couldn't find anything. And then, a week or so, it just kind of worked out that the Basement East had a slot open up for that Saturday night. And it really just fell into place kind of at the last minute. It was really, really a good thing.
That's cool. Yeah. Sometimes that stuff's just meant to be,
just works
right?
Out, I guess. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead. We're gonna chat here in a minute, but we're sitting here talking about the album. You have a guitar. Why don't we play something from it? What do you want to do for us, Matthew?
Sounds good. I'll do the what's sort of like a title track, I guess. It's called C'est La Vie number 2.
All right. This is Phosphorescent live in the 1RPM studio here on Lightning 100.
To heaven, I don't ride all night burning holes up to heaven no more. I stood out in the rain like the rain might come and wash my eyes clean. I don't stand out in the rain to have my eyes washed clean no more. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what she means. I say love easy, hey, come to me. C'est la vie, she say, but I don't know what that means. I say all right, well, c'est la vie. Stood out in the night in an empty field and I called your name. I don't stand out all night in empty fields and call your name no more. And I waited for days for your voice to answer to me. I don't wait up for days for your voice to answer to me no more. C'est la vie, they say, but I don't know what they mean. I say love's easy if you'd let it be. C'est la vie, they say, but I don't know what that means. I say all right, well, c'est la vie. Say all right, honey, say love you. Ain't that just how it goes, honey, say love you.
All right, that is Phosphorescent live here on Lightning 100 in the 1RPM studio, C'est La Vie. It's the title cut from an album that was just released last week, and we're kind of lucky we got you in here today. You're just telling me you're leaving like tomorrow to go to Europe, right?
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
How long are you going to be over there?
I think it's about 3 weeks, and then we're back here, and doing the States.
All right. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. So it had been about, was it about 5 years since Muchacho had come out?
That's right. Yeah.
So, and you kind of had a big 5 years, didn't you?
Well, a lot, yeah. It was
a lot going on.
An active 5 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Became a parent, correct?
Yeah, twice over. Yeah. Had a couple of kids.
How old are they now?
They're 4 and 2.
My son is 4.
Ah,
yeah, it's a good time, right?
They're the best. Yeah.
And you also tell me about Spirit Sounds.
Yeah, it's I ended up kind of accidentally building a studio because I bought a console when I first got down here, uh-huh. an old 70s MCI. Rickety old thing, yeah. You know,
the good stuff. 40,
yeah, it's great, you know, but it's big and it required a lot of wiring and a lot of work, and it needed its space to, you know, have it, and I couldn't find a small space or a space that was, you know, decently sized. All I could find was this very big warehouse that was just raw and no, yeah. you know, no power, no walls and all that, so I had to build walls and build power.
So
and all that stuff.
Literally no wall. You essentially got a skeleton. Is
exactly.
what you got.
That's right,
okay.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
So you know, ended up kind of just needing one step after the other to build it.
Are you a carpenter, an electrician by trade, or anything?
No.
So when you find that spot and you realize all the stuff that's going to be done to it, you realize I'm probably going to have to do this myself.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Yeah. It was for whatever reason I had these bursts of being. Naively optimistic about things.
Okay. That's the best kind of optimism, though, right?
Yeah, well, in bursts, yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, you get halfway across the ocean and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's just one small step after another. Kept, I thought, you know, maybe just build small walls and that would be enough. But then, you know, each step needed a little more and you got to deal with, you know, HVAC and all this stuff. So
anyway,
it was a lot.
Not only can you need to record there, it also needs to be like habitable for human beings, right?
It's really, really hot and cold in Nashville.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I work in this room. I know something about that. Right on. But I mean, everything's standing. You haven't had no walls falling down. No.
Knock on wood. It's running. It's running as we speak.
Do you consider yourself now an especially handy person?
No. If pressed, I can you know, wire it together with coat hangers and stuff. But yeah,
fair enough. Right on. So this is Matthew from Phosphorescent hanging out with us here on Lightning 100. And so basically in a 5 year span, you got married, correct?
Yeah.
You got married, you had a couple of kids and you built a studio, and this is all going on at the same time, right?
Yeah, this is all. Yeah. And we moved, you know, moved down here to Nashville from New York. And yeah, you know, it's just been each step of this was kind of thinking I was working on this record. And then, you know, I really only kind of got truly musically cracking on this record about a year ago.
And so, yeah.
You know.
Well, it's probably the first time you had any time to sit down and do anything,
yeah,
right?
Exactly right, yeah.
You got to get the walls built first,
exactly
right?
Exactly.
Nice. So do you find, I mean, because going on a run like that, I mean, just the having kids part alone, mm-hmm. I mean, you're busy all the time. Mm-hmm. Did that kind of inform the record? Did that kind of change your style, your approach any, or...
I think it had to have, you know.
Yeah.
I think I know that it's hard to tell which things are the driving forces
right.
in what you're doing, you know, sometimes. But I do think that I definitely wrote lyrically, was writing differently than I had in the past
yeah.
for this record. And a lot of it was kind of just... maybe not, just kind of trusting the initial thrust of the lyrics and
yeah.
not, you know, going back and obscuring them with, you know, metaphors and,
right.
and you know, little tricks. It was kind of just let it be.
The fine line between, you know, you don't want to do the metaphor, but you don't want to be too on the nose either.
That's right.
Kind of finding
right.
that part where you're actually just telling a really good story.
I hope so.
Which can be the trickiest
so.
Part,
that's
right?
Right.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Right on. So you are originally from Alabama, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. yeah. So how, when did you leave Alabama? How old were you?
Oh, I was 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who, when you're, you know, you're 17 years old and you're in Alabama, who are you listening to?
Oh, at that time, I mean, you know, I latched on to Bob Dylan pretty quickly.
Cool.
And Willie Nelson was always a huge looming guy for me. And, you know, so, and it just from there, it was a lot of tracking backwards from Bob Dylan to, you know, folky songwriter stuff. Big time, you know, yeah. Like this is before, I mean, before the internet, you know?
So, oh, yeah. It was kinda, the shining times. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of hard to, you know, get tapped into a lot of stuff in Alabama, especially, I think, was, you know? So, yeah, it was a lot of folk and songwriters.
Is that still kind of where you're at? And I say that knowing full well that your time just sit and listen to music is probably very limited these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that kind of still where your head is? Is that sort of what you gravitate to?
You know, in the end, I think I always do end up gravitating towards songs and songwriting, you know, lyrics. And, but, you know, you know, I don't know I think, you know, as Phosphorescent, I think the records kind of are, pretty broad in, what they're going after, you know, I think, but yeah, in the end, it almost always, I'm just attracted to lyrics, attracted to good writing. Yeah.
And I'm kind of the same way, you know, and I like a lot of things, but I'm kind of like you, I think. I always will kind of go back to some more, not simpler necessarily, but some more stripped down stuff, because if you have somebody who just has a voice and a guitar, they better be really good. You can't hide.
That's right.
You know
that's
what
right.
I mean? That's so cool. Matthew from Phosphorescent here on Lightning 100. You have been doing Phosphorescent right around 20 years. Is that about right?
Yeah, I guess so.
What would you be doing if you weren't in Phosphorescent? I guess, have you ever considered what you would be doing if you weren't doing this, or has this just always been what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, I was stubbornly on this,
right.
You know, on this tip from there was never a plan B, you know.
If you got a really good plan A, you don't really need a plan B, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, I feel like for, yeah, I think, I probably, I think I have less confidence now than I did weirdly in these, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was really headstrong about it early on.
Well, I think too, you know, as we get older and we do things like, you know, families and kids and everything else, you become more aware of, you know, if this one thing doesn't work, or, you know, if this happens again, and it kind of, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, like you said, you know, maybe it affects the confidence a little bit, but it's almost in a healthy way, because it's really just going back and relearning stuff.
I think that's true.
Because you got to get it right.
I think that's true. Yeah. You're weirdly, like invincible, you know,
And to me, you know, when I got to a point, cause I turned 40, and I got to a point now where I'm really, really comfortable with the idea that none of us really know anything.
Absolutely.
You know what I
Absolutely.
Mean? That's in a weird kind of way, like when you first sort of start living like that, it's terrifying. And then you realize, no, we're going to be okay.
We're all doing this.
You know, I don't necessarily have to have a map to everywhere.
That's right.
It's going to be okay.
That's right.
Right.
That's
on. Right. You want to go ahead and play us something else, Matthew?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
All right.
For a second.
Phosphorescent live here on Lightning 100 in the 1 RPM studio.
This song called There From Here. Was awake at dawn, a little spotted fawn, a little cloud of steam in the morning mist. I came across the lawn, and I'd been late and long, and I had waited all night long for. You'd have seen me last year, I'd have said, I can't even see you there from here. So Rumi said it best, it's best to let it rest. Do it like them Romans do, I guess. Try and keep them fed. You try and keep your head. You try and keep your robes above that mess. If you'd have seen me last year, I'd have said, I can't even see you there. I can't even see you there from here. She made a sound like fire. The telephonic wires. I had waited all night long for this. Was humming soft and low. Was come to let me know. I had waited all my life on this. If you'd have seen me last year, I'd have said, I can't even see you there from here. If you'd have found me last year, honey, hey, I can't even see you there from here. You'd have found me last year, I'd have said, hey, I can't even see you there from here.
Matthew, Phosphorescent here live on Lighty 100, the 1 RPM studio. The album C'est La Vie, it's out now. Everybody should go get it, right?
Yeah.
Or they could, you know, maybe track you down, find you a show, maybe go over to Europe and get you there and buy it directly from you, at full price, right?
Exactly.
I like it when people, you know, make some money playing music. I'm weird that way. You know, I'm old enough to remember when that was a thing.
One of the rare few, yeah.
Right on. Well, man, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
When you get back, we need to get you back in here and safe travels. Get across the pond, man.
Right on.
Thank you so much.